earn you the victory? Or did the Lord? One last thing to consider as you worship. Out of your joy and abundance, you have a great and powerful responsibility in this victory. They triumphed over the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Point is, whatever your heart's position is today, the Lord has a promise for you. Either you will be lifted up or you'll lift others up. Let's get it.
12, it says this, that God watches over his word to perform it. That word watches over is the Hebrew word shakat, which is S-A-Q-A-D. It means to be alert and watch over. In other words, God never sleeps or slumbers on his word. He doesn't lose track or lose sight. If he said it, he will perform it. His word is yes, and so be it. And even when we can't see it, when the Israelites came out of Egypt, they had to learn how to be free people. It didn't just come naturally. Their whole life they had been in slavery. And so they were complaining and whining and grumbling and not understanding. I thought we were free. It actually was better back there. At least we had onions and leeks we could eat. At least we had something to eat. I think we got brought out here to die because they hadn't yet understood that God's word is always performed. He doesn't sleep on it, doesn't slumber. It's always, yes, so be it. And even when we can't see it or feel it, he's working. And so that holds true in every promise, every word that God speaks, including the ones we don't necessarily like or don't understand, or maybe even have been misused or abused within the church. We doesn't take
The King is here. We stand in honor of the King. We give our sacrifice of praise and worship to the King. It's unpopular these days to stand on cold, hard biblical facts out in the world, for sure. Unfortunately, it is in some churches as well. That's none of our business. What's our business is what's in here, right? At this point in the service, you have the opportunity to tithe. You just click on the QR code up there. Boxes are in the back. Bucket is up front. What's the tithe, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Tithe means tenth, okay? 10% of your gross income. Uh-oh. Ask Zach. If you're not tithing, well, according to Scripture, you're robbing God. If you're not tithing, surely you're not expecting blessings. Here at Bridge of Hope, we take the Word of God extremely seriously. Both the spoken and the written. By the way, this one's for you. The spoken always goes back to the written. They never contradict each other. I give you a lesson right now in Levitical law if you'd like. Zach has already done it, and if I do it, you will glaze over, I promise. So I'm not going to. So I'm going to switch gears. I think we might have a misperception sometimes of what tithing actually is. Newsflash. It's not spiritual. It's a discipline of a practicing man or woman of God. Giving now, giving. That's spiritual. And you know what? The Lord loves a cheerful giver. In fact, that's translated to a hilarious giver. So, if you give today above and beyond your 10%, I'd love to see you do some laughing up here. It's hilarious. Nothing I've seen in the Word specifically points to tithing other than just do it. Malachi 3, 8 through 10 says this: in tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation. Hello, America. Because you're robbing me. Bring the whole tithe, 10% gross, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. Test me? Are you kidding me? Nowhere else in the Scripture does it say that. In fact, there's specific warnings that say, don't test me. Every other facet except tithing. I encourage you today, if you're not already doing so, test the Lord with your whole tithe. Don't do it just for the day. Give the Lord a little time. He works differently than you do. Here's what I'll guarantee. And here's why I can guarantee it, because it's already in the Word. If you do this, guarantee your blessing will no longer be withheld. I don't know what that blessing is, and let me tell you this. If you give a dollar today, the Lord may not give you $1.50. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your blessing. The Lord knows exactly where you need blessed, and He is faithful. Again, QR code, boxes in the back, bucket up front.
thankful for a worship team. I don't know if you are, but I'm thankful. Thank you, guys. I want to do this. So I brought out the Kingdom Finance Company bucket. What are the Kingdom Finance Company buckets for? Well, not for chicken, I can tell you that. I am. If you have a chicken here and you want to stick it in there, I suppose you could. But if we were in Africa, I could totally see this happening. I want to receive an offering for Transformation of the Nations, which is Mark and Ann Tubbs' ministry. But before we do this, I want to give you a scripture that I need you to contemplate just a little bit and then ask the Lord what He would have you to give. Isaiah 55 says He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. We have to ask the Lord, Lord, is this bread for me to eat or is this seed for me to sow? Because He gives both. He gives us bread so that we can eat, but He also gives us seed so we can sow. And we don't want to sow our bread if we're supposed to eat it, and we don't want to eat our seed if we're supposed to sow it. You understand? It makes sense? So all I'm asking you today is to go, Lord, what seed have You given me to plant today? I don't want to give away my bread, and I certainly don't want to eat my seed. I want to sow my seed so that I can reap a harvest in a season when You want me to reap a harvest, whatever that might look like. But the seed that you're to sow today in the TOTN, I would ask you just, sir, you can write a check to Bridge of Hope and put an earmark on the little memo. Write Mark Tubbs, you can write TOTN, which is Transformation Nations, or you can go on back online. Can we put the QR code up there real quick? You can hit the QR code, or you can go on akbridgeofhope.com, and in the Give menu, there's a drop-down menu that says Special Speaker. If you would just click on Special Speaker, that way we know where the finances go. And so I'm gonna pray. We're going to wait on the Lord for just a minute. I'll open these up. You can come and give. And while we're giving, I'm going to dismiss the children, ages 3 through 12. Is that right? 3 through 6. That's what I said at first. You probably heard 12. If you heard 12, it's probably because you're supposed to give $1,200. I'm playing with you, but... So, Father, we thank You for the blessing that we have to be able to give, to sow, and to bless. And Lord, thank You that You take care of us and You give us in abundance so that we can make sure the needs of the kingdom are taken care of here on earth as well. And so, Lord, I pray that You would distinguish in our hearts what is bread and what is seed. And today, that we would know that as we sow, we're sowing into the harvest for the nations to come into the kingdom. We are trying to empty hell to populate heaven. We thank You. We give You the praise, the glory, for You are worthy in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand up, say hello to someone around you, and make sure you give, and then we'll come back together here in just a minute.